You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fun episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Pablo.
And my name is Roberto.
By the way, never ever call me Pablo in public. Thank you.
Well, okay.
Yeah, just I've had a couple people.
Is that one of those things?
Come
like,
up to me and they're like, Pablo, and I'm like, who are you talking to?
Oh, that's why, because you won't know who they're talking to.
I had a nickname in college that everyone knows me by. Not my old Instagram name, Charlie Polly, but I had a name. I'm not going to say it on the show because I don't want people that I don't know very, very well to be calling me that. So
I don't even know it.
It's actually true. You don't.
Well.
Anyway, moving on.
I will find out. Thank you for joining us and not knowing Paul's secretive nickname. We do appreciate it, and we would love for you to go to askadroneyou.com. To ask your question, because as we've said many, many times before, if you've got a question, we know many other people are thinking the same thing and not calling in for whatever reason. So be the one that calls in.
True. By the way, just want to say really quick, we do really appreciate when you leave a review. You haven't, like right now.
We're almost
to 1,000 episodes. So if you subscribe and leave a review, it's like your way, if you haven't been a member and essentially been a paid supporter, it's kind of your way of saying, hey, I like these guys and they deserve for someone else to find out about them. So we would really appreciate it if you would do that. Anyway, we're going to be moving into today's question, which is all about flying near the border. Dun, dun, dun. Because flying near the border can mean a couple of different things, whether you're flying along the Mexican border or the New Mexican border. It can be very different.
True.
Just kidding. I'm talking about the border to our north in Canada, which is very interesting. If you ever experience the border to the north, it is a very different, less militarized version of the Mexican border. So it's actually funny. I had someone tell me a joke one time making fun of Americans. And these people lived on a lake that goes between Montana and Canada. And he goes, you know, in America, it's the only place that you're, you know, driving along the river and you're just fishing and a warship will pull up with three dudes and guns and be like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm fishing. What do you think I'm doing? And that's when you know you floated across the border. You do that in Canada, though, you're not going to see any gunships.
That's funny. So,
and I said, does that really happen? He's like, it's totally happened to me before.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So I just thought it was funny. I made a joke to him, though. I said, do you know where to meet the rudest Canadians? And he's like, no, where? I was like, Border Patrol.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, we say the same thing about Americans. I'm like, oh, no. There's a lot of people you have yet to meet. So today's question is going to be answering flying in between the borders. So let's go ahead and play our very entertaining question for today.
Hey, fellas, my name is Tyler. I am from Michigan, and I've been an avid listener for the last year, I'd say. I'm always looking forward to your newest podcast coming out. But one thing that I haven't heard you guys talk about, at least I haven't think I've heard, is international rules flying between borders. I live in Michigan, and we have, you know, we border Canada. And there are close to, I don't know, 4 to 5 different international bridges that connect Michigan to Canada. My question is, what are the guidelines for flying between those as they are bordered both with a river? So between Canada and the U.S. or Canada and Michigan, there is a river. Is it the halfway point that you can fly out there? Does it matter? Just want to get your input on this because a lot of cool places, as in Detroit, borders Canada. So I'd like to fly there legally. I got hired by the Detroit Free Press to cover their Detroit Free Press Marathon last year. This race has close to 25,000 runners. And I was hired to fly and to make a video for them with my drone and handheld equipment. And so in order to fly there, I had to get approval from every agency that you could think of, Border Patrol, FBI, Homeland Security, Coast Guard, State Police, Troy Police, and so on. That did not involve the FAA because we were still flying in Class G airspace. So the FAA never got involved because it was a legal flight. They just wanted to know who I was, where I was going to be flying. We had to coordinate with choppers and things like that. So it was not an FAA concern. Does that mean if it wasn't an FAA concern, and you can look at the maps if you want to, but it is Class G airspace where I want to be flying between countries. Just want to know how close I can get to the midline of the river to be safe. If at all, I can do that. So thanks, guys. I appreciate you taking my question, and I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you being a longtime listener. We really just enjoy hearing that. It always makes us feel like we have a few people out there that have been listening for a while, which is great. I got to say, I'm embarrassed to say, but I had not paid attention that the Canadian border did what it does in that part of the country. It's pretty crazy. Anyways, Detroit certainly borders Canada. Wow. Forgive my geographic ignorance.
Wow, don't you know?
Look at that.
So sorry, didn't know that.
Never really paid that much attention to that. But anyways.
And no one pays attention to the Canadians anyway.
Not true. I had a great time in Vancouver a couple years ago. Great time.
That's true. So this question baffled us because we live in New Mexico. We live along the southern border. And we know that if we fly along the border, that essentially we're going to be questioned by multiple people. And that's the thing, is that where you're flying is obviously going to dictate the response that's going to occur. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, you can check this out. I have got the Visualize It map open from the FAA in an area around St. Marie, or St. Mary, as we would call it in America. Sorry, I'm really going to have
fun with
this.
Depends on where you are in America.
Yeah, that is true. Maddie? No. Anyway, and if you notice in this frame, actually it's St. Maddie Airport. You can see that on the Visualize It map, there's actually an area that is Class Delta, and there's no airport in the United States. There's just like a half moon of Class Delta airspace. It's actually for the Class D airport across the what is that? The lake there? Across the lake in Canada. So the United States is actually putting up Class D airspace for a Canadian airport. So what we have learned is that if you cross the sovereign line of the country, you have to comply with their airspace rules. So here's another good example. If you're looking on screen, you can see here's the actual sectional map of the same area, and you can see St. And they're calling it St. Mary's there, not St. Marie, is Class Delta airspace. And they're also showing another large area of airspace around that as well. But that being said, I wanted to actually go, I want to say this is, yep, Detroit. So I wanted to go to Detroit, and you can see it's very complex airspace. But if he crosses the border, all that he has to do is follow Canadian law, which if I understand correctly, if he's in Class G, his distance rules are going to be a little bit different as far as how far away he has to be from his subject. But you know, he's done all, I just want to say this is so important. He's done all the correct communication with federal agencies to say, look, I've been approved to fly for this event. I just wanted to make it known, you know, here's my registration number, here's my certificate number, my FAA number, whatever. I mean, as federal agents, they definitely have the power to enforce the law to an extent that local authorities probably do not have. That being said, these are typically the people that you would be dealing with if you were to egregiously violate airspace law.
I just have a quick question to clarify what you just said about once you cross into the other country or you cross the border, then you simply have to abide by those laws.
By their rules.
So are you suggesting that there's no problem crossing the border as long as you do so? Is that...
I don't understand. There's no problem crossing the border as long as you do so?
Yeah, as long as you do so, as in As long as you adhere to their rules.
Yeah, and as long as he has a Canadian license, if it his such operation dictates. Now, I will say,
sure,
if this particular member took our airspace class online and he is a member, we actually have, as of recently, since Canadians changed their law, a couple of people passed the test thanks to our Part 107 training. Remember those emails you were getting?
Yeah.
And she was like, airspace is airspace. So
weather's
this,
weather, yeah.
This guy has a pretty good opportunity to maybe get his Canadian license, but I don't know how that would work if he's not a Canadian citizen. So, I mean, like, that's why, you know, he kind of says, well, is there a big deal here? Honestly, when I talked to Ted about this, he was like, as long as he's following Canadian law, it doesn't matter.
Well, and his question, I think, wasn't even so much about crossing into the Canadian territory, but sort of getting up next to the border.
Well, the only issue is that the border is over open water. So right. as soon as he crosses essentially the whatever middle line,
right.
Then he's going to be in the airspace of Canada.
No, I agree. And I think he understood that. I think he was just asking, is it okay for me to go right up to the border, even though it's, you know, invisible? I can't actually see it, but I have a pretty good sense of what the middle of the river is. Is it okay for me to go up against that? And it sounds like it is. And yeah. I don't know why. I don't know what his purpose is. Maybe because he's going to be filming the marathon, right? And so he would like to have that visual coming from that perspective. So how far away into the river can he get that perspective is kind of what I heard him saying. And it sounds like that's not a problem.
I think maybe the next thing he should do is call his local Canadian, I kind of go back and forth with this. I'm like, call the Canadian Aviation Authority and ask them, or just fly and adhere to the rules. Just fly and adhere to the rules.
Right. But again, our rules if he's not going to cross the border, right?
What's that?
I said adhere to U.S. rules if he's not going to cross the border.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Which means you can fly a lot closer to people than you can in Canada. Which is really weird.
Well, and Canada, of course, has been changing their rules quite a bit over the last 6 to 18 months. And so you really got to stay up on those.
I feel like this is a very good analogy and parallel from Apple and Android to Canada and America.
Uh-oh.
In the instance of passing drone regulations, Canada was first, right? Android puts things out typically first. But the United States was last, but their rules allow you to do a lot more. Right? Like Apple, they are typically last to launch a feature, but it typically allows you to do a lot more seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just think that's an analogy.
Interesting. Yeah, I could see it.
I also think that we are in a day and age now where the FAA regulations are actually inhibiting growth and Canadians are allowing for more growth. So.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's a function of their airspace is not as complex as ours.
Or have as many people.
Exactly.
Or as good of food. Small things.
Yeah, that probably has a lot to do with it.
I'm sure it does. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.